Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field. Mays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mays. Santo moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Dyer moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Milner reaches third base with a triple. Jones scores. It's 4-0, Mets. Dan McGinn now pitching. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi is walked intentionally. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Milner scores. Fregosi goes all the way around to score. Boswell moves to third. It's 6-0, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boswell scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Mets. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 0 in the game. Koosman bunts towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyer moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 7 to 1, Mets. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with McGinn covering, for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to second. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hundley for a passed ball. Mays moves to third. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Dan McGinn. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing second base. Tom Phoebus now pitching. Ken Rudolph now catching. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fregosi moves to second. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 0 in the game. Kuzmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Agee scores. Garrett moves to third. It's 8-1, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner is walked intentionally. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fregosi hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Garrett scores. Jones scores. Milner moves to third. It's 10-1, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Milner scores. 2 outs. It's 11-1, Mets. Jerry Kuzmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzmin is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuzmin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lute Barnes now playing second base. Dave Schneck now playing right field. Dave Marshall now playing left field. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzmin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to second. Jim Beauchamp pinch runs for Willie Mays. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp now playing first base. John Milner now playing left field. Dave Marshall now playing right field. Dave Schneck now playing center F. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schneck. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Carmen Fanzone pinch hits for Tom Phoebus. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Fregosi hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Fregosi reaches second base with a double. Ted Martinez pinch runs for Jim Fregosi. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez scores. It's 12-1, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dyer hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 2 in the game. Koosman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 1 in the game. Schneck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Martinez now playing shortstop. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-2, Mets. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards first. Beauchamp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barnes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.